Take our lips and speak through them, our minds and think through them, and take our hearts and set them on fire for Christ's sake. Amen. Good morning. Picture with me this setting. You're on a journey on a windy, unpaved country road. You might be in your car or on your bicycle, or depending on your imagination, in a country sedan on your way to Downton Abbey. The road is uneven, even bumpy. But it is obvious that countless others have traversed this path because the road has well-worn tracks in them. Usually two tracks on either side of the road with the little bump in the middle. You probably can picture that. There's comfort in knowing that many have traveled these paths. But except for mud from heavy rain, following these paths will guide you to your destination. For whatever reason, these well-worn tracks are also called ruts. What is meant for feeling safe in transit can become predictable or routine. Using ruts becomes living in a rut. An exploration through the countryside begins to feel like Autopia in Disneyland, even in the happiest place on earth. Try to veer off these tracks, and it may be a rough and unchartered path. But often, the rewards can be refreshing and exhilarating. It might lead to another road or another experience. If only we allow ourselves to be opened to overcome the inertia and the initial anxiety. But let's be honest, trying something new is often hard to do, especially when what we're used to isn't so bad to begin with. We don't usually look for change until change finds us. We've worked hard to get to where we're at. So embracing the new often will entail more stress and more work. Who wants that? I, for one, do not usually greet newness with open arms. My wife, Christine, is truly the better half when it comes to being open to change with the spirit of adventure. But here we are. Today's readings are sprinkled with newness. In Revelation, a vision of a new heaven and earth, a new way of God dwelling with us, Jesus making all things new. In Acts, a new vision of God's people, no longer just being limited to Jewish believers, but to all who believe in Christ. And in the Gospel of John, Jesus teaching a new commandment to love. The Gospel reading comes right after the betrayal by Judas, who at the beginning of this passage has just left the scene to turn Jesus in. Very soon after, Jesus would be apprehended and arrested. There's very little time left for him, so he cuts to the chase. Here is a new commandment. Love one another in the same way I have loved you. Then after I'm gone, people will still see me in you because of how you love. This is the new commandment, and Jesus challenges us to experience something new. Perhaps Jesus knew that left to our own devices, we too can be comfortable with how we love. The challenge of love is we can become used to expressing love in a certain way, because that's how we've always been loved or how we feel most loved, whether from our upbringing, our families, our culture. These are our love languages. Some of us show love by giving gifts. It means we're thinking of you. Others enjoy spending quality time. It doesn't matter what we do. Just being together matters. Some experience love through showing affection verbally or physically. I love you. Or a hug. Or even cuddling on the couch. And others show an experience love through doing things as a sign of care. What is your love language? This all can be part of communicating our love, often in comfortable and familiar ways. And it generally works. The love language that we use are the ones that we're used to. But when it comes to these ways of expressing love, love is most powerfully experienced when how we love matches how people want to feel loved. In counseling, I often hear people tell me that they're not sure if their spouse or their family member or their parent loves them. It's hard to hear. Then the other person in the room would cry out, "But look at all that I've done for you. I've provided for you. You don't appreciate my love." And then the other would then sometimes respond in anger, "But that isn't how I want to feel loved." Or sometimes in surprise, "Oh, I did not know. Thank you." How often do we hear from a family member, "I thought that gift was your way of buying me off. All I wanted to do was just spend more time with you or to hear you tell me that you love me." Love takes work, and the same relationship may even need a different way of loving over the years. It may take being open to change and to let go of our familiar ways of loving and getting out of that love rut. But it's worth it. When two people or even a whole community seek out to love each other, there can be this radiating love, a love that people will then see. This new way of love, this new commandment, as Jesus said in today's gospel, to love just as I have loved you, is a love where Jesus loved with the sacrificial love, dying to himself, meeting us where we most need him. A few weeks ago, Reverend Elizabeth spoke about how Thomas let Jesus know what he needed to see the scars. And Jesus patiently showed his hands to Thomas because he knew just how Thomas needed to feel loved. And 2 weeks ago, Mother Paula talked about Jesus appearing to Peter at the shore, meeting people in his shame, or meeting Peter in his shame, and in his emotional overload. That was what Peter needed from Jesus that morning. In our reading today from Revelation, Jesus gives to those who thirst a living water. And when it goes both ways in love, when we mutually sacrifice our familiar ways of loving, love is then most deeply experienced by us and also most visibly seen by others. Then the world can really see us really working at loving each other and see Jesus in us more clearly. that this Jesus is worth believing in and following. The same disciples who received this new commandment of love in John were also challenged in Acts to practice this love as the early church was rapidly expanding. That was what Peter's vision was about. Can they love and include people that they're not used to loving? Can they adapt in their love, not just in how they love, but whom they love? Peter here is dealing with the Jewish culture that he was so accustomed to that defines who's in and who's out and who's clean and who's unclean. It is hard for them when every fiber of their being says that certain people aren't lovable, even when they're also followers of Jesus. Here in this vision, God shows Peter that love does not separate. It does not separate between them and us. God does not make such distinctions. It is the same Spirit and the same baptism. And that sometimes the rut can be our very own culture, what we're used to, whom we are used to loving. And sometimes we create these boundaries that were never meant to be there. Perhaps Jesus knew that left to our own devices, we too can get comfortable with whom we love. Well, last Sunday, if you were here, Reverend Michael outed himself as a Lutheran. But Mother Paula also talked about how the Episcopal Church and the Evangelical Lutheran Church are in full communion with each other. It was a process that took decades of hard work to really reconcile. And that was just the Lutheran Church and the Episcopal Church. But what witness that can be for people outside of our church who often wonder why our Christian church is full of divisions and splits. If we can't even love each other as Christians, why would they want to be a part of us? And that's just at an institutional level. At a personal level, who in our lives are we having difficulty loving today? Maybe because they're different or they don't agree with us. What if it requires a different kind of love? Is this someone in our family or a coworker? Is it a Facebook friend who holds a very different view and sometimes you just want to click unfriend? And they may even be Christians. Loving someone who is different or who disagrees with us likely will require a different approach, an open spirit, curiosity, listening, spending quality time together, an ability to hold the tension. Speaking the truth, but in love. But when we work on loving and understanding, we also open up ourselves to new ways of loving and new ways of experiencing love. This more expansive love and a more expansive experience of the Spirit working in us. Jesus gives us a new commandment to love one another just as he has loved us. And by this, everyone will know that we are his disciples. May God, who makes all things new, give us new ways of loving to the people in our lives. May God give us wisdom and courage to put away distinctions that God did not make. And may God give us love for one another, a love that draws others closer to God. Amen.